But later, we got some what I call cotton planters. I haven't, of course, all over it.
Yeah.
But way on the beginning, we used to have cotton planters right by hand. Yeah, I'll tell you. But now, this kind of cotton work, the machines are better now. So, it takes a pretty good while to kind of a patch of cotton there, you know, by hand, like that.
Yeah. What else would you grow in a patch?
Well, we grow the cotton, the corn, the sweet potatoes, the peas, and well, all just different kind of peas.
Uh-huh.
And,
what would you grow in a field?
Well, that'd be the same thing.
Yeah.
In a field, and how different sections there, and how peas in this section, peanuts in there, and sweet potatoes in there. And, maybe 4 acres or whatever amount we have. So we have different sections of corn going here, sweet potatoes over here, cotton over here, and peas over here, and that type of thing. And it's always under one fence, but you had to fence up then, of course. We didn't have no stop laws, we didn't have no fences. At that time, we had to stop and eat up everything. Everybody had to build his own fence.
Yeah. Now, the type fence you had, what type fences did you have?
Oh, that's called a real fence. We used to get out and trees, cut them down, and we take a split, take a what you call a sledgehammer and a wedge, and bust them open, and split them in sections. I'm not used to some old time. Some people keep that for history. What's called a real fence. You stack them up on each other and make a fence like that.
Yeah.
That's what we had to build up little buildings here. I mean, we had to build some big places like that too. But we had plenty of timber, anything you wanted to, you know, build out. We were going to use out of long leaf pines, pit building. And we had a fence made like that. And then we made out yard fence. Yeah, what's called picket fence. So you had all kinds of nice timber. And we cut it down there, we drive out some pickets, make a nice yard out of these pickets. These homemade pickets made nice, pretty yards that way.
Yeah.
That's right.
What about the tight fence you used to always catch your pants on when you're trying to get over it?
Well, that old rail fence, you know, before we got to a wall fence. Now, a wall fence is one. Well, hanging up, getting over it out, but rail fence. Well, rail fence wasn't too much about hanging through, but we had to have old wall fence just like that. You see that far now out there, old wall fence like that.
Yeah, that's
but
what kind of wire? It's a
barbed wire.
Okay.
Yeah, I call it barbed wire.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you set up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig what?
You got to dig post holes, such a post, and then stretch your wire. And it got to go out now, what I call stretching. You stretch your wire, then you nail your space your wire, whatever group you want to do, tack them all on.
Yeah.
And it holds this day down.
Now, River, when you said you were growing cotton, what would you do? What was it you said you were doing when you were getting the weeds out of the field?
A hoe, I never thought of a hoe. When you're getting weed out of the field, you used to take a hoe and chop them down. Sometimes we hoe it out before the plow comes, because the plow can't get up there for the plant at, you see. We had a hole out between them plants, cotton or corn, whatever, and we hole it, and then the one with the plow, he'd get up there and keep it up and cover it up and dirt it up, you see.
That's it.
Yeah, well, without that, that hole got between that cotton and corn out, whatever you had, that hole it out. Of course, yeah. Now we still have to, in gardens and all that, we'll have to hole out.
Now, you used to eat with a what, with a?
Knife and fork.
And what? And
spoon.
Okay. Well, you'd eat on your what? What'd you call it? Your best?
You mean, what about where you'd eat
at? If you had a nice tea set or something like that, you'd say it'd be made out of what? Out of?